on the other side of this test is everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you.
Amen. Well, is anybody excited to be in the house of God this morning, Destiny? This side, y'all live. I'm loving y'all this morning. But everybody else, are y'all excited to be in the house of God this morning? Amen. Well, we are excited to see each and every one of you here on this awesome Memorial Day weekend. And I do bring you greetings from our pastors, Pastors Gene and Melody Beebe. They are out. They've got their toes in the sand. They're walking around in the water. They got their legs kicked back and propped up, and they are on vacation. How many think it's a good thing that our pastors can get away and rest and recover? Come on, we can give it up for that. And that we are thankful that they get a chance to be away and do that. They're just getting rejuvenated, ready to take us through this summer with a bang. So we're excited, and I'm blessed and humbled and honored that they trust me to be able to be here and share a message with you guys this morning. And as you can see, you know, there's probably a few other people who are not here this morning because it's Memorial Day weekend. People are out on the lake and they're, you know, having fun and stuff like that. And you know what we call those people? Sinners. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. If you guys are listening to the podcast or watching the video, I'm kidding. I'm joking. We are a church that highly encourages you to take vacation with your family and get away and relax and recover, because life happens, and if you are not in the right frame of mind, you can't make things happen. And so we encourage that. But we are excited that each and every one of you decided to be here today. So give yourselves a round of applause for being here on Memorial Day weekend. Now, some of you are probably like, what in the world is he up to? What is all that clutter on the stage? Well, you'll find out here momentarily. I'm not going to be before you long today. I just have a short nugget. I'm not going to be that typical Pastor TJ that you guys normally know that's up here sweating and screaming and doing all sorts of crazy. Now, if somebody says amen the right way, I might turn this into a Baptist church real quick. You know, if somebody does that, it just pushes me. It pushes my buttons, and I may start preaching. So if y'all just nod your head and be polite, we'll be polite all morning long. And so, but I'm not going to be before you long. I just have this little nugget that is not going to be ground shaking. It's not going to be earth shaking in your life. I believe it's just going to be more of a refreshment and a reminder in your mind of what we should do. I'm going to continue this series and possibly maybe closing it out, or maybe Pastor Gene will close it out next week. We don't know. It's just been a good thing that we've just been. Has anybody enjoyed this series so far, the Destiny series, learning about who we're meant to be? And so we're going to continue it today. I want to share with you from the thought of clear the stage. Clear the stage. Now, Pastor Gene has been talking so far in this series, you know, about putting off, stripping off all the weights and all the negativity and all the things that keep you from running the race of your life that God has called you to be, so you can walk in your destiny. And last week as well, he also talked about what? Put off so we can what? Put on. And so I just want to kind of tag along in that and give my little input with that as well, talking about clearing the stage. You know, we all have a stage in our life. And I don't mean like the stages of life that you're going through, but we all have a stage. We all have a platform. We all have something that people look at our lives from, whether you know it or not. Somebody is watching you. And especially if you claim to be a believer and a Christian, people are watching you very closely, because they're really watching you because they want to see if you're going to make a mistake. Am I right? And so people are watching you, and so they want to see what your stage looks like. Now, you may be saying, what is the stage? Well, I'm not meaning a literal stage or a platform like what I'm standing on right now, but what your stage is and what your platform is your life. That's the only thing that I'm talking about this morning, is your life and your stage. And the reason why I'm talking about this today is because one of the most important things in your life, one of the most important ways for you to reach your destiny, is that you must learn to clear your stage. Everybody say, clear the stage. So your life is a show pretty much for people. You can see what's going on almost all the time, and with thanks to social media and everything going on, you can see what everybody's thinking, what everybody's going through, where everybody is snapping selfies, all that side of stuff, and you see all that going on. And so the question I want to ask you today is, since we all have a platform, since we all have a stage, what are we projecting? What are you projecting? And in order to figure that out, you have to find out what you value. You have to find out what you value, because what you value is what's ultimately in your heart and what is ultimately what will be shown. And so the question is today, before you can answer the question of what you're actually projecting in your life, let's start here. What do you value? Do you value money? Some of y'all may say, yes, it pays my bills. It pays all sorts of different things. And I get that. But my question to you is that something that you are thinking about constantly or seeking after or trying to get so many different promotions and different things so you can receive more money or have more money? Everybody, there's a study out there that shows the next man up syndrome. Everybody is looking at, you may be making one salary and you're looking at the next person. Boy, if I could have that. And you have no idea that that person that's above you is looking up saying, boy, if I could have that, there is this culture of wanting more and wanting more. And so the question is your value in your money in the right place? Do you value your job? Now, some of y'all say yes, because it takes care of my household. What do you mean by that? I mean, is your job the thing that you are always thinking about? Like, are you taking it home? Are you taking it to your children's baseball games or soccer games or volleyball games? Are you taking it on vacation? Is it making you in such a place that you're not even present with your own family? And that's what I'm asking you today. Do you value that? If you do that, then what happens is it gets planted on your stage. Do you value possessions? Getting the latest cell phone or the latest technology or a new house or a new car or clothes? And I'm gonna raise my hand, because I've told y'all many times, I got a problem, y'all. Like, I'm not kidding. I have a problem. I have broken like 4 closets in my life because I have too many clothes. I'm a guy. All y'all guys finna look at me and roll your eyes. I'm a guy, and I counted the other day, I think it's 52 pairs of shoes. That's ridiculous. Like, somebody pray for me. I got a problem. So I'm not preaching anything to you this morning that I'm not living and that God is not saying to me and myself. And so is that something, though, that we seek after, that is promoted, that, oh, you know, everybody looks at TJ, he likes his clothes because that's what he does. And that's cool and all. But the problem is when we project that more than we project Christ. Amen. That's the problem. And so do we value our relationships? What do you mean by that? I mean, are you in a place that where you can't stop thinking about that person, or always trying to please that person, or trying to get in a relationship, or being that desperate person, that seeker? I just want to be loved. I want somebody to take care of me. I want a husband. I want a wife. I want all these different things. And that's fine for you to feel that way. But when it is clouding your stage and that's all you're projecting, then we have a problem. Is it intellect? Is it you that's the person that's always just reading and bringing in knowledge and just being consumers, and there's nothing about being intellectually smart, or even the Bible says, and all you're getting, get wisdom and knowledge, so there's nothing wrong with that. But if that is where you're sitting, then you have another place that is being added to your stage. Or how about this one? Do you value yourself? Now, this could go one or two ways, because maybe you don't value yourself enough. Maybe you're like, well, you know, this happened to me in my life, so I don't deserve this. Or this happened there, and I shouldn't get that. Or, you know, I was born into this type of family, so I shouldn't get that. And that's a lie from the pits of hell, because God values you even if nobody else does. Can I get an amen? And but then there's the other side of that spectrum. Maybe you value yourself too much. And you're that person that walks in the room and everybody's like, ugh. Like, don't lie to me. Don't y'all know that everybody has somebody that y'all either work with or go to school, and as soon as they walk in the room, you're like, oh man. Like, you can't stand. Y'all want to know who my person is? Now, obviously, I've never been in the same room with him. I mean, that'd be cool if I am. But the one person I don't like, I just don't like him. Tom Brady. Don't like him. Hey, amen. Amen, brother. Amen. That's a revival just broke out. I don't like him. Why? Because he feels himself and I don't feel him, and I think he's the devil. Okay. So anyway, the devil and all his demons called the Patriots. Nobody got, yeah. Anyway, now that moving on, but maybe you're in that, maybe you're any spectrum in that place where your value. And so the problem with that is that when we value those things, when we just project those things from our life, then when people look at your life, all they see is clutter. They see a mess. They see, well, you know, and the question is that I'm asking today is, where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? We should be promoting Jesus with our life every step of the way. Jesus said it like this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Everybody knows this scripture. It says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. What was Jesus saying there? He's saying, you know, let's go back to this list of things I just listed off. He's saying, you know, the money is not, you know, really the root of all evil. It's people that do evil things with money that makes money evil, because I believe that God wants us to be blessed. But he's saying, I don't want you to value money so much, because what happens is you start to treasure it and it gets in your heart. And when it gets in your heart, then it gets on your stage, and that's what people see. They see that you're all about money and making the next big move and in the next big scheme. He's saying he doesn't want you to treasure possessions, because number one, possessions won't last always. You know, possessions are going to go back to the dirt. It's going to be nothing. He's saying, I don't want you to treasure that, because your heart will then get that, and then your stage will portray it. He's saying, I don't want you to always value, you know, your job and all those different things, where you're just so thinking about it all the time. You can't get it off your mind, where you can't be focused and dedicated on me and on your family. I don't want you to treasure that, because it gets in your heart, and what is on your heart will be on your stage, and what's on your stage will be projected to others. And the reason, why am I bringing that all that up? Because what Jesus is saying here, he's saying that I don't want you to treasure these things, because that's what they will see first. And what I want them to see first is me. And somebody say Jesus first. That's what he wants to see. So when we look at our stage of life and the different things that we're going on, people want, what Jesus wants people to see is him first. One more time, everybody say Jesus first. I want you to understand today, if you don't get anything, and I promise I'm not going to be long, I'm just sharing a nugget with you. God doesn't want anything or anybody before him. Nobody. He doesn't want anybody or anything before him. Why? Because what happens is, when we allow these different things to get in our life, when we allow these things to just be projected all the time of our life, and that's all that people see, and that's all that we think about, that's all that we care about. I really want to be in a relationship. I really want to get a better job. I really want to move to a different place. I really want to do this. I really want to do that. And that's all we're thinking about. You want to know what happens? We cross the threshold, and then those things become idols. Now, I know that that wasn't going to get a lot of good response about that, because we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that we have idols in our life. And then we hear the word idols, and we automatically assume, well, idols, you know, he's talking back, you know, back in Exodus, back with the Israelites when they built those golden calves and all that stuff, and they were dancing and bowing down to it. And he's talking about, you know, Buddhists or monks or whoever it is, those people that bow down to that fat man in the diaper and all that stuff. Like, they're talking about those people. I would never do that. I would never do that. But soon as we wake up, the first thing we do is grab our phone and see what's going on with social media. The first thing we do when we get up in the morning is, y'all gonna get real mad at me, we go straight to the coffee. Lord Jesus, I need some coffee. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Listen, I'm not saying that you're a sinner if you get coffee. I'm gonna say your breath stinks, but you ain't a sinner. Anyway, but we do those things first, and all God is saying, he's saying, I understand that you're going to have these things in your life. I understand that these things are going to take precedence. I understand you have children. I understand you have a family. I understand you have a job. I know that, but the only thing that I'm asking is, I want me to be projected first. That's all that Jesus is asking. And so God doesn't like idols. Let me give you a definition of an idol, just so we are clear and we know it. An idol is something or someone in high regard, or is greatly admired, loved, and given reverence or worship. What have we made an idol in our life? Could it be our phones and social media? Could it be, you know, always trying to get the next job? Could it be your spouse? Could it be your children? Could it be all these things that we're just like, we think like, oh, we're just in this for a moment. But God is saying, I don't want anything or anybody before me. I'm going to make a statement this morning. It's going to make some of y'all uncomfortable, but I'm going to make it anyway. God hates idols. He hates them. Like, I know we don't want to hear that word because we're like, oh man, you know, we want to hear about the God of peace and the God of mercy and the God of grace and the God of love. And if you ask the world, that's what all Christians are supposed to only talk about, only think about. That's the only trait about God we should talk about is his love, is his peace, is his grace. If he's such a loving God, then that's all you're supposed to get. That's fine, all and dandy, and thank God for it, because if not, I wouldn't be here. But my Bible also says that God is a just God. God is a jealous God. God does not want anybody before him. God doesn't change his ways. God may change his ways, but he never changes his character. So God hates idols. He hates anything that we put in the way and before him. And ultimately, that will keep us from our destiny. Do you know that even good things can become idols? Even good things like your spouse, your children, your job. These are all good things, right? But if we are, that's the only thing on our mind, God doesn't like that, y'all. I know this may be not a comfortable message, but it's true. Let me give you a personal example from my life. You know, I remember my wife and I, we weren't married at the time, but we were dating, and it was at the end of high school, and then finally we started getting serious. And I was like, all right, then. All right, girl. You've given me that eye. I'm giving you that eye. Let's, yeah. And so we start getting serious. And I'm like, man, y'all, that's all I could think of. Listen, I was hooked, y'all. I was sprung. All y'all dudes that be trying to be all tough and like, no, y'all stupid because maybe you ain't going to get a wife if you don't do it. I'm sprung on my girl, on my boo thing. Y'all better be glad she ain't in here because I might be saying a lot of inappropriate things. She's working. She's doing the work of the Lord. Amen. But I was thinking so much about her, y'all. I went to sleep. Y'all, we did dumb stuff. Fell asleep on the phone and wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to hear her breathing. I was like, oh, yes, this is nice. Racking up. And then my mom was like, TJ, why is that phone bill $462? I don't know. But I thought about her. I thought about her going to sleep. As soon as I woke up, checked my phone, see if she texted me, because usually she was up before me and everything in between. I mean, all day. I mean, y'all, it was so bad. I lied to y'all not. I was at basketball practice. I got one of my former teammates there. He didn't know I was doing this. Maybe. I hope he didn't. But, y'all, I would be at the free throw line practicing. And y'all think I'm lying. I was like, C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y, Courtney. Cash money every time. Y'all think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. I would go to the free. This is how I would make myself make free throws. I was like, all right, got to make this one. If I make it, I get to marry her. If I miss it, I guess I ain't going to get to marry her. Shot it. It was cash every time, y'all. Well, maybe not every time. I maybe missed a few times. I was like, no, run it back. Give me another chance, Jordan. One more chance. Because he was like, why you want to shoot that free throw so bad? I want to marry Courtney. That's why. But anyway, I say all that to say she was so much on my mind. She was so much on my forefront. That's all that people saw. And listen, you can't, again, I got a former teammate over there. You cannot, when you're in high school or in college or something like that, you can't tell your boys that you are hooked and sprung, because that's all they will mess with you about all day long. And it's just, it's not bad for your reputation, y'all. Like, you're supposed to be cool or whatever. But that's all I was projecting. That's all that was there. And God stepped in and was like, he didn't like it. And you want to know what happened? He separated us. He separated us for probably about a year, year and a half, maybe even close to 2 years. Why do I believe he did that? It's because what God will do is he will give you opportunities to evaluate your life and evaluate what you're projecting from your life, from your stage. And he will let you look at it and he will say, okay, I'm giving you the opportunity to change it and put me back in the forefront. Because guess what? If you don't do it, he will. Show of hands, how many of y'all have ever had God like remove something out of your life or crush idols? Yeah. And how many enjoyed that? Let me see all those hands. Yes. It's not fun when God has to do it. And I'm sure it's not fun for him. It's just like a parent when you have to discipline your child. It is not fun, but it's necessary. And so when God gives you an opportunity or gives you a message like this that's saying, God, okay, I'm seeing now, I'm seeing what Pastor TJ is saying. I have been, really focused on my job lately. I have been really focused on my kids, or I've been really focused, on my spouse and doing all this, and I have not spent any time with you. So what God wants us to do is he wants us to crush the idols. He wants us to learn how to crush the idols. Everybody say, crush the idols. And so how do we do that? Pastor TJ, okay, I hear what you're saying. You're saying we need to change things. We need to move things out of our life and clear our stage and allow Jesus to be the forefront. Let me show you in Philippians 3, verse 8. It says it like this. Paul says it like this. He says, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value. I love that phrase. Infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else. I've crushed everything else. I've moved everything else, counting it as garbage so that I could gain Christ. What is Paul saying there? He's saying, I looked at my stage. I looked at my platform and I looked to see, is any of this stuff even important? Is this going to run the rest of my life? Is this going to go with me when I go to heaven? Is this going to go with me when I go into the grave? Is any of this worth it? And I want you to ask yourself that question this morning. All the things that we have at the forefront of our mind besides Christ, is it worth it? My answer to you is no, because the scripture says here is everything is worthless when compared with the infinite value. Let me tell you, money is going to go away one day. Possessions are going to go away one day. Your house, your home, your jobs, everything is going to go away one day. But the one thing, the one person that will remain is Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen in this place this morning? The one thing that will remain is Jesus. So we got to look at our situation and look at our stage and say, God, I'm sorry. I put these things in the forefront. And what happens when we depend on all these things, when we project these things, when it's always at the forefront of our mind, when we're always thinking about the next relationship, when we're always thinking about the next promotion, when we're always thinking about where we could be or where we could have been, when we always are thinking about those things, it just takes us to a place of worry, of stress, of anxiety, of depression, of fear, of hurt, of defeat, of lack of faith, all these things. Is this hitting the bell for anybody? Like all these things. And why is that? It's because we've allowed these things to cloud our lives and cloud our stage. And the sad part is when people look at it, they're looking at your stage and they're like, I don't want Jesus because their life is a mess. This is all they think. If they're all about money, I don't want that Christ. If they're all about possessions, I don't want that. If they're all about that, that's not what I want. But what they want is somebody that will look at their situation and say, okay, God, I know I need money to survive. I know, I'm always working hard to be blessed, but I'm just not going to deal with that anymore. I'm not going to take it off my stage because it's important, but I'm going to push it back. And that's how you crush your idol. Then you look at the thing, you say, I don't need, possessions, that I don't need to be thinking about that so much anymore. And then you say, I know I'm always thinking about that relationship. And I know I really so bad want to be with somebody. I want to be married. I want to be loved, but Jesus, you're more important. You're way more important. I want people to see that. And then you just start beginning to move things out of your way and out of your life. And you just say, God, and then things start to get clear and you start seeing better and you start hearing better. And then the scriptures start coming alive. And then when you worship with us on Sunday mornings, God is just speaking to you. Why? Because you're beginning to move things out of the way, clearing your stage, clearing the things that everybody sees, so that now you have a clear stage, so the first thing that everybody sees is Jesus Christ. Is anybody thankful and want to be that in this place this morning? We get things out of the way so that Jesus can be seen. Listen, our stage, our platform, our life, whatever it is, should always portray Christ first. Y'all get that? Christ first. Listen, all those things, they're still on the stage, right? They're still real. They're still valid. They still are a part of our life. And Jesus is saying, I understand that. I get that. That's cool. But what I want you to know is I want me to be first. I want people to see me first. Why? Why does he say that? Because number one, he should always be first of our life. Number two, then it gives us the opportunity to introduce him to others. And that's what it's all about, right? That's what our mission as believers and Christians are, is to go and make disciples and tell other people about Jesus. And we can't do it with a cluttered stage. We got to clear our stage. We got to move things out of the way so Jesus can be first. I'm almost done. Only got a couple minutes left, but I want to close with these lyrics by this recording artist named Kiara Sheard. And she did a song a few years ago called Invisible. And I believe it sums up totally what we're talking about this morning. She said, a total eclipse has just begun. We've blocked out the sun. Can't believe this is what we've come to. So you think that you're a star, but the real star, he has some scars on his hands and feet where the nails went through. God is headlining my show. To introduce him is what I'm here for. So without further delay, it's time to take to the stage. Then I move out of the way so that they only see the you that's inside of me. Don't let me block the view. That's not what I want to do. I'd rather be seen through to make sure they see you. God, make me invisible. Does anybody want to make that their prayer in this place this morning? God, make me invisible. But the only way you can do that is you must understand that there are certain things that God will do. He'll just do them because of out of his grace and his love and his mercy. But that does not absolve us of our responsibility. We've got work to do. Look at your neighbor and say, we've got work to do. There are some things that we in our own self, in our own power, need to move out of our self, out of our stage, so that we can portray Jesus Christ. And what happens when we do that? You now have a clear stage. Clear the stage. Check this out.
Clear the stage and set the sound and the lights ablaze. If that's the measure you must take to crush the idols, jerk the pews and all the decorations too, until the congregation's few and have revival. Tell your friends that this is where the party ends. Until you're broken for your sins, you can't be social. And seek the Lord and wait for what he has in store. And know that great is your reward, so just be hopeful. 'Cause you can sing all you want to, yes you can. Sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Oh, worship is more than a song. Break from all the plans that you have made and sit at home alone and wait for God to whisper. I beg him please to open up his mouth and speak and pray for real upon your knees until they blister. Shine the light on every corner of your life until the pride and lust and lies are in the open. Then read the word and put to test the things you've heard until your heart and soul are stirred and rocked and broken. 'Cause you can sing all you want to. yes, you can sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Oh, worship is more than a song. We must not worship something that's not even worth it. Anything I put before my God is an idol, and anything I want with all my heart is an idol. And anything I can't stop thinking of is an idol. And anything that I give all my love is an idol. 'Cause I can sing all I want to, yes I can. Place, if that's the measure you must take to crush the idols.
So what is it in your life that you can say today and admit that, yeah, I've put that at the forefront of my mind, I've put that at the forefront of my spirit, and I've just focused on that so heavily, and God, I'm so sorry. I want people to always see you first and not what's in my heart, not what's what I want to portray, God, but what I want to portray is you. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, nobody looking around but me, I just want to give you an opportunity to respond to this message. And the first service, there was a lot of people. I'm assuming there'll be a lot this time. But I want to encourage you, if this message ministered to you and you, your eyes were open and you said, God, yes, you know, I've got caught up in work. I've got caught up with my children. I've got caught up with my spouse and all different things, God, that I have not let you shine and portray out of my life. God, I want to reach my destiny. And I know how to do that is to clear my stage. And if that's you in this place this morning, unashamedly, and boldly, and you say, God, my stage has been cluttered and I want to clear it today. If that's you, I just want you to lift up your hands with nobody looking around, just me. Yeah, hands going up all over this place, all over this place. Yes, and my hand is lifted. You can't see me, but mine is lifted. And we're just going to pray over this. God, we're just, you see every hand. You see every heart that's lifted. God, and I thank you for people, Lord, that are not walking in pride, God, but they're opening in their heart saying, God, yes, I've blown it. I haven't put you first. God, I've let things weigh me out and be put first on my stage, God. But today, God, I'm going to make a declaration to clear my stage and seek you first and put you first, God, so that way I can be in a position, Lord, to show you to others, God, and to bring them closer to you, Lord, so that we can all reach our destiny, God. I thank you now for what you're doing and how you're going to help us all clear our stage in this place this morning, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, if you receive that message, let's give God a hand clap of praise in this place. Why don't you go ahead and stand to your feet? We're going to close out into a time of worship. We're just going to sing this simple song that just says, Jesus, you be the center. Be the center of it all. Be the center of my life, my stage. We promote you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If that's you and you're just saying, God, I'm ready to clear my stage, I just want you to lift up your hands to God in this place right now as we sing out this song of worship, saying, God, it's all about you. Come on, help me sing it.
And Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus, Jesus,
Savior,
it's all about you.
One more time, lift it up. From my heart. From my heart to the heavens,
Jesus.
One more time, every hand uplifted, every hand uplifted, and let's pray over this. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that we're going to clear our stage, God. Maybe some of us, Lord, need to go home and literally make down a list of things, God, that we put before you. And then put your name at the top of the list and begin to move things out of the way, God, so that you can be first in our lives, so that you will be the first thing that people see when they encounter us. They will see the love of Jesus. They will see the greatness of who you are. And so I pray, Lord, that as we leave this place, we can take this message, God, and apply it directly to our lives, and that we will clear our stage of any clutter, so that you will be lifted high, you will be glorified, and you will be the center of each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name, if you receive that message, come on, let's give God a shout of praise in this place. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, so, so much for being here on this Memorial Day weekend. We want you guys to go out of here, enjoy time with your family, with your friends, eat some barbecue for me. If you're barbecuing, call me because I'm coming. We're just so glad to have each and every one of you here. Have a great Memorial Day. God bless you. Thank you.